Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
In the headlines this afternoon, man arrested after body found in Newport property. The new measures designed to deter asylum seekers coming to the UK.
Let's make sure we have a policy that succeeds rather than simply one that gets headlines but causes problems later.
Tributes paid to Cilla Black.
She was a great entertainer. She was the queen of entertainment in many ways.
And walkers prepare for the annual St Helens Fort Walk. These stories and more coming up in the programme.
The Isle of Wight, today, with John Weeks.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Isle of Wight today. First, it's lunchtime. A man has been arrested after the discovery of a body in Newport yesterday. Matt White reports.
Police were called to an address in Barton Road at 12:40 yesterday afternoon where a woman's body was found. A 53-year-old man from Newport has been arrested and is helping officers with inquiries. He remains in police custody.
Meanwhile, two people have been arrested following an alleged assault at an island holiday park in the early hours of this morning. Police were called to Nodes Point shortly before 3:30 following reports a 22-year-old man suffered head and facial injuries after an assault. The victim remains in St Mary's Hospital. A 20-year-old man and a 16-year-old boy, both from London, have been arrested on suspicion of assault.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
Landlords in England who don't evict illegal immigrants could be jailed for up to 5 years under new laws. The immigration bill aims to make it more difficult for people to stay in the UK after their visas have expired or if their application for asylum has been rejected. The government's announcement follows a six-month pilot scheme in the West Midlands. Richard Lambert is from the National Landlords Association.
We haven't seen the evaluation report yet from the West Midlands pilot, and I think it really would be sensible. If the government's determined to bring it in, then let's make sure we have a policy that succeeds rather than simply one that gets headlines but causes problems later.
The flag above Liverpool's Town Hall is flying at half-mast to honour Cilla Black. The TV presenter and singer passed away at her holiday home in the Costa del Sol over the weekend. She was 72. The Lord Mayor of Liverpool, Tony Concepcion, says the news has come as a big shock.
She was a great entertainer. She was the queen of entertainment in many ways. Surprise, surprise. Blind date. It wasn't a Saturday night without Cilla on the TV, so she'll be really missed.
The likes of Sir Cliff Richards and Sir Paul McCartney have also paid tribute to her.
Isle of Wight Radio.
The general manager of Southern Vectis has said the bus company couldn't replace Island Line. The future of the island's railway has come into disputes over the past few weeks after the government announced cuts to the Department for Transport. The island's MP believes a solution to Island Line must be found quickly by a local task force. Meanwhile, a separate group's been formed that wants to see it kept under franchise. Matt Kitchen says Island Line offers islanders something the buses can't.
For instance, we couldn't run a conventional bus service up Ryde Pier to serve the Whitelink Terminal. And also Island Line, it's the fastest way to travel from Ryde to Shanklin. Certainly when I travel that way, sometimes I go by bus, but sometimes I also catch the train. So yeah, there's a lot of advantages of Island Line, and I certainly wouldn't want to see it disappear.
British researchers think they're close to developing a simple test which could accurately detect early-stage pancreatic cancer. It's one of the most common types of the disease in the UK, but also one of the most deadly because symptoms are hard to spot.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
In more local news this afternoon, some car ferry services from Portsmouth to Fishbourne have been cancelled this afternoon. Whitelink says the 2 o'clock sailing from Gunwharf and the 1 and 3 from Fishbourne will not run due to a technical issue. Ventnor Skate Park Committee is coming to the rescue of Newport's indoor community skate park. That's according to Zoe Thompson from the group, who's in discussions with the Newport facility. She says they're keen to help out so the whole island can be promoted as a popular skating community. Zoe says the sport is important to young people.
It's not only kind of a sport and something that's good for, and get people active and stuff like that, but actually what we see is there's lots of things that come from skating that engage people, especially young people that maybe wouldn't necessarily be engaged in some other sport and things like that. And it's sort of that continual sort of feedback that make us want to really make the island something quite big in the skating world, really.
International Olympic Committee President Thomas Badge says the organisation will take a zero-tolerance approach if athletes are found guilty of new doping allegations. According to claims in the Sunday Times, more than a third of endurance medal winners at the Olympics and World Championships between 2001 and 2012 had suspicious blood test results. Three-time Olympic medalist Chris Akabusi says tempting athletes to cheat is too simple.
It's very easy. Just think of where that young person is when they're being approached. That's why, for me, it's not so much the athlete. That's the easy target. It's a system around them that allows it to happen that needs to be sorted out.
Former England wicketkeeper Matt Prior believes Stuart Broad will relish being the senior bowler in the fourth Ashes test against Australia at Trent Bridge. James Anderson will miss the match with a side strain. England lead the series 2-1. Prior tells Sky Sports News the hosts will miss Anderson, but thinks Broad will raise his level.
He is irreplaceable. However, it gives someone like Stuart Broad a great opportunity to now step up and lead that attack. I know Broadie very well, and I know that he thrives under pressure. He thrives under taking more responsibility, and I think he'll really enjoy that challenge.
It looks like Manchester United defender Rafael da Silva could be off to Lyon. The French club's president has tweeted that the Brazil fullback is in the city to discuss a move. He says Lyon are trying to reach an agreement with United over the details of the transfer.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Finally this lunchtime, the annual St Helens Ford Walk is taking place this evening. During low tide, walkers will make the three-quarters of a mile trek to the fort and back as part of a summer tradition. Those taking part will meet at Benbridge Point car park for 7 o'clock. This year's fancy dress theme is the last meal on the Titanic, and organisers have warned some wading is required. On our news pages online, you can get the latest from police on the body found in Newport and read more about the threatened Newport skate park. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. Now it's time for the business news.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report with Rouse Limited of Newport. Intelligent financial planning for business, family and life.
Siemens Energy Management and VBMS Limited have been selected by the proposed Navitas Bay Wind Park as the preferred electrical transmission system supplier. The two companies will come together to form a joint venture to deliver the project. Siemens Energy Management Division will design, supply and install the proposed onshore and offshore high voltage substations for the project. Red Funnel has once again been shortlisted for Ferry Operator of the Year at the prestigious 2015 National Transport Awards. The news closely follows Red Funnel's announcement in May that it's commissioned a brand new Red Jet vessel from the Venture Quays shipyard in East Cowes. Red Jet 6 will be the first vessel of her kind to be built in the UK for 15 years and is set for delivery in July next year. And the Post Office is proposing to relocate Roxhall Post Office to Spa Stores at London House on West Street. The Post Office said it would be an open plan premises and would offer significantly extended opening hours.
The Isle of Wight Radio Business Report with Rouse Limited of Newport. Intelligent financial planning for business, family and life.